Good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
We're excited. We're very curious. Geelong and the Surf Coast may have read that Meghan and Harry have hired the services of a doula for their impending birth. Can you just firstly explain, because I know a lot of people would be curious, what's the main point of difference, or in layman's terms, what's the difference between a midwife and a doula?
So essentially, the biggest difference is that a doula doesn't do anything medical.
Right.
So we leave all the medical support up to the midwives. They do all the baby checks, you know, listening to fetal hearts, all of that stuff. We're there as a quiet observer, if you like, an information bank, someone who can help families navigate their way through the system. We're mindful about the journey that is pregnancy and childbirth.
Right.
From an emotional perspective.
So basically, you are the hype guy. So I'm thinking Pitbull's on stage, and the guy who walks around next to him going, "Yeah, put your hands up!" Every now and then, you're the hype guy for the pregnant couple. Is that correct?
I actually think that's a great way of putting it. And someone else explained it in their terms was that we were a bit like a wedding planner as well.
You're a pregnancy planner, basically.
You take the stress out of it.
A coach.
We do try and take the stress out of it, absolutely, because it can be really stressful. There's a lot to navigate. It's like learning a new language. You know, you're in the hospital. People don't understand sometimes, you know, they come away from even a class, a childbirth class, and they're like, "I don't even understand what that was." And they'll pick up the phone and talk to their doula.
Do you hang around after birth? Like, do you stick around to help out, or is it just the birth and then you're out the door?
No, we stick around, and we can stick around as long as you like. Doesn't matter how long that is, we don't do a shift change. And then we do a couple of postnatal visits.
Bugger that.
So families are getting great continuity of care.
What is the greatest misconception when it comes to being a doula?
I think the biggest misconception is that we're not really properly trained and that we're all a bunch of hippies.
I was going to say, I thought maybe you were like a genie. Like, a doula sounds like something from Aladdin. I was like,
oh, you're currently talking to us while you're hugging a tree. So that's not the case.
Do you live in a tree?
No, I do not live in a tree.
Okay, good to know.
No.
I'm glad we could get to this point and find
and
out the real facts.
Yep,
that's what I thought. I thought you're up the tree right now shaving your legs with pine cones.
Oh, my God. Does anybody do that?
To give us an idea of, obviously, Meghan has hired a doula, someone who's going to be with her as Jamie would say, hype guy. How close do you get? Because I know there's some husbands, some wives, some partners out there who would be happy to be at the top end of procedures, not the action end.
The vagine.
How involved, and I'm using a lot of hand gestures here, how involved do you get?
Yes, good question. That's totally dependent on the position the woman's birthing in,
right.
What her wishes are, does dad or partner, where are they? So that's really is, I kind of, at that point though, when the baby's coming, like really coming, I'm generally with the mother, really focusing on her, because there's a lot of focus on her for JJ, on her bits, you know.
Yes.
So
there
it's
is
really
a lot,
nice
lot of people
else,
down the
it is
end.
The focus area, I will give you that.
That is true. So it's really nice that the doula can be there and eyes to mum, you know, like really coaching her, giving her lots of encouragement.
A little
making
bit
her
of me
heard.
Time for the mum. A little bit of me time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We think you do incredible work. Renee, you are the founder and director of Australian Doula College. We'll get the details up at krock.com.au. We really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.